Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We're just grateful to be here one more time in the service of the Lord. We are glad that the Lord has allowed us to see this day. This is the beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we are just continuing to rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm trying to get this station open so that Sister Gladys can facilitate this morning, but at this point, it's kind of stuck, but that's okay. We're going to continue on, and here we go. Here we go. Thank you, Lord.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Sister Gladys. Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This September the 19th, 2023, Tuesday morning. My name is Sister Gladys, and I will be facilitating the day for you at this hour power of prayer with Pastor Bondage as the pastor. And we thank God for her. But we give God all the glory and the honor and the praises right now in the name of Jesus, because this ministry has been a blessing to, I know, to me and to everyone that's on it. And I have grown really, you know, and matured a lot since I've been on this ministry, prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. And I just thank God for everyone on this prayer line that is here. And for the ones to come, hallelujah, and don't know that they're coming, hallelujah. And for the ones that are here that we don't hear, hallelujah, we thank you for coming in and being in agreement with us this morning, hallelujah, to hallelujah, and let us be in unity and on one accord this morning, right now, in the name of Jesus, for this is the day that the Lord has made. So we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we come before you right now, hallelujah, humbled and out before you right now, God. We asking you, God, in the name of Jesus, if there's any sin that lies at the doors of our hearts, Father, hallelujah, Lord, reveal it to us. But, Lord, we asking you to forgive us of our sin, knowingly and unknowingly, seen and unseen, Father, that our prayers would not be hindered from coming forth to you this morning, Lord God. Wash us, cleanse us, purge us right now, God. Create in us clean hearts and clean hands right now, Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give us hearts right now, God. Hallelujah. To hear your word right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to open our hearts to you right now, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, thank you right now, God, in Jesus' name. For hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for everyone that is here this morning right now, God, and in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank God for hearing us, for forgiving us right now in the name of Jesus, so we're in right standing with him this morning. So, Lord, we just thank you and we honor you today for all and only what we do for Christ is going to last. So I want to ask everyone that's on this line this morning, we're going to come and we're going to just give God thanks for what he has done for us this morning. We're not going to ask God for anything, not going to petition him for anything, but we just want to come in and just unmute your mics and so we can begin.
Hallelujah.
Praising him.
Praise your name, God. We glorify your name, God. We magnify you, God, because you are perfect, Lord. Hallelujah.
Send
us all of our ways and knowledge, Lord, and you direct our path, oh God. Thank you for your peace, your joy, peace, joy, and contentment. In you is great gain.
Thank you, Father, and gratitude that I have prepared for you.
Thank you, Lord, for your God.
Each day, I pray, God.
Thank you, Lord, for your peace, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the peace of God.
Your salvation.
All understanding, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace, and we're grateful for that this morning, oh God. Oh, yes, Jesus, yes.
Give us our
thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, God. Thank you for healing today, God. Thank you for your grace, God, your grace and your mercy, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today for the grace of God
and the grace
of us, oh God, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, oh God. So we're grateful for that this morning, oh God.
Be able to listen to the show.
Glory, glory, glory to the light from everlasting to everlasting, God. I praise you for your name, God. I glory to your name, God. For praise the name of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord, for perfecting us, God. Thank you, Lord. Just blessing us to be here with you right now, God.
Jesus, Father God, thank you, Jesus, Lord, for allowing us to be here today, Lord God. We just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we lift you up this morning. We just magnify your holy name, Lord. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for just salvation, Lord God, that we could come together, Lord, and stand in the gap, Heavenly Father, for those that may not be able to pray for themselves, Jesus. Lord God, we praying for the children, Lord God, as they're going to school, Lord God. Lord God, we asking you today, Lord God, to bring the violence, Lord God, to an end, Heavenly Father, Lord God. There's so many children, Lord God, that's getting hurt, Lord God, and abused and killed, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So we ask you today, Lord God, to, Lord God, break the chain of violence all around the world, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for all the natural disasters, Lord God, that's going on, Lord God. And Lord God, the things that's been happening, Lord God, all across the world, Lord God, in Hawaii, Lord God, in Morocco, Lord God. Lord God, there's so many tragedies, Lord God. We're just praying right now for each and every person, Lord God, that may be going through right now, Lord God, because we know, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you will make a way out of no way, Lord God, and you will turn every situation around for our good, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, for just, Lord God, just keeping us, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for you sustaining us, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for our families, Lord God. We're praying for marriages today, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you will return the hearts of the father back to the children, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the mantle, Lord God, today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, providing us with everything that we need, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So we give you all the glory and praise, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Chris. Thank you for that, those words. So I'm going to get started right now with the break for the word, and then we will try to get prayer requests. And we just have mindful of the how long we take, because we want to give Sister Bandaj time to say what she needs to say. So this topic is on hearing the voice of God. Now, I was reading this book, Hallelujah, by Sal Stanley, and it says listening to the word of God. I mean, listening to God and how we listen to God. And it was just like food and manna from heaven. I couldn't put it down. And I have been starting and stopping with this book. But this time I said, God, help me to start what, you know, you started me and finish it. And so, you know, and I'm almost about through with this book. But anyway, what jumped out with me when I got to that was hearing the voice of God. And so where I'm coming from is there's 18 scriptures that speak on how we hear from the voice of God. And so what I want to start with today is if we haven't been hearing from him, it's time for us to find out and to figure out why. And when we start, we come to God, we renew our mind to the fact that God is always trying to talk to us every day. When we in the way to hear from the voice of God, we turn up the volume to his voice, hallelujah, to the fact that he's talking to us every day. And when we increase our expectancy, he will also increase our ability to hear from him. And so if you get your pen and paper ready, these are some scriptures that I had written down that God just want me to put you in remembrance. And I know a lot of you, all of you, know what these scriptures are. But we are coming together as iron sharpening and iron. Hallelujah. We remind each other of God's word and what his word says. And Isaiah 30:21 says, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, to the right or when you turn to the left. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Psalms 119:05 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path in the name of Jesus. Psalms 29:3 says, the voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over many waters. And this is the ESV version. Psalms 85:8 says, let us hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly. Mark, in the name of Jesus, Mark 4:24 says, and he said unto them, pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more be added to you. John 5:30 says, I can do nothing on my own. I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. In the name of Jesus, John 14:26 says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. In the name of Jesus, Hebrews 2:1 says, therefore we must pay close attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away. Hebrews 3:15 says, as it is said today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. James 5:19 says, know this, my beloved brothers and sisters, let every person be quick to hear. I'm going to say that again. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, in Jesus' name. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and eat with him and he with me. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of the spirit, of joints and moral, and discerning the thoughts and the intents of the heart, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for those scriptures in the name of Jesus. And let's see what else I have here for you that needs to be told. And the way that these are the ways that we can hear from the voice, you know, of God telling us what to do and how to do what we do. And God speaks to us
He tries to get our attention in every way because God is always speaking. But then when we're always busy about being busy, we can't even hear the word of God so because we're so busy doing what we're doing. But we have to get ourselves to the point that we be able that when God speaks, that we really listen. We really listen to the voice because he's calling all of us back to him right now like never before in the name of Jesus to get this thing right before he gets here. Hallelujah. And we must recognize that this message is of utmost importance, deserving our full and complete concentration when we walk in this alert to God and we can hear what he is saying. The normal Christian life living, hallelujah, that's one way of him speaking to us. Hallelujah. And a restless spirit is when God, hallelujah, in the sixth chapter of Esther, hallelujah, this is a beautiful example of God's working through a restless spirit. When King Ahasuerus, who was tricked and duped by the wicked prime minister Haman, hallelujah, to kill all the Jews. And then, you know, that will tell you more than when Esther, you know, called out a fast. Hallelujah, for all the Jews to fast. Hallelujah, so this, you know, this thing could not come about through blessings. He will bless. We can hear from him through that in unusual ways. Hallelujah, financial blessings or whatever kind of blessing God sees fit. Hallelujah, to do with our home or vocation, unanswered prayer. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. That gets our attention. Hallelujah, to listen to the voice of God. Hallelujah. When we should do something, inventory of ourselves in the name of Jesus. And Lord, it was meant for me too. And so I wanted to share what I have because when God blesses us, no matter what kind of way he blesses us, he doesn't bless us to keep it to ourselves. So I, you know, felt led in the spirit to share this with you in the name of Jesus. I thank God for it. In John, what is it, James 4:3, asking when we unanswer prayer, when we ask for the wrong reasons, and I won't go through all of that, but try to read the whole chapter 4 of James 3 and 1 Peter 3:7, read that whole chapter, unanswer prayer or unfruitful prayers, insensitivity, you know, in a marriage relationship. You know, as a husband, you know, it's hindered. The prayers are hindered in the house. Hallelujah. If we're not loving, the husband and wife is not loving each other as they should in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That will hinder, you know, our prayers. So God is trying to get our attention in whatever way, in whatever thing that we are going through. Everybody have their own different thing that they have to deal with God, that they got to make right with God. So I just wanted to share this with you right now in the name of Jesus because it has been a great help to me. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for it in the name of Jesus. And I hope, hallelujah, if everyone, you brothers and sisters have been blessed by these scriptures, and it will be a blessing to your soul in Jesus' name. Amen. So what I want to do right now at this moment, I just thank God just for what he has done thus far. And so I want to open the mic for anyone that have a praise report, hallelujah, a prayer for anyone in the name of Jesus. So, you know, make it brief in the name of Jesus so we can have time to pray over these requests in Jesus' name. Amen. So the mics are open right now, brothers and sisters.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Evangelist. I mean, you're an evangelist by what you do, so to God be the glory.
I am.
Minister Gladys. Amen. Amen. I am so grateful for what you have shared this morning because it's very important that we do hear the voice of God. I mean, he's talking to us often and many times, especially when we pray, you know. Somebody is moving around. If you could please mute your line while we're talking, that would be so beautiful. I heard it earlier, and I'm hearing it again. So it's okay if you're moving and doing whatever you do, but please mute your line to respect everybody on this line. Amen?
Thank you so much. Let me see, what was I saying? Yeah, so we're just grateful that God, you know, he continues to show us his wondrous works. Just thinking about how he has blessed us all to come here together, and we're sharing, each time we're sharing the word of God, sharing the songs and the praises and the hymns, and God is in the midst of this place. He's in the midst of what we're doing, and I'm grateful for that today. So this morning I do want to request prayer for my Uncle Marvin. I want to keep him in prayer. My niece, Yvette, she's going through some things, and just pray that she will get her mind together. She seems to, she really does need God. She goes to church, but she's still, you know, they're going, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. And then also my grandson, Benjamin, want to keep him in prayer. Just pray that he will settle down and do right in school and not disrupt the classes, as he does sometimes. So we're just praying that God would just quiet his mind and help him to be focused in the classroom. Amen.
And is there anyone else?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for that word this morning, Minister Gladys. Want to give a praise report. I just thank God for how their prayers requested. For the intercessors to pray for, and God hears us and he answers the prayers. We have been praying for our sister Mary B, and I heard a call. I got a call from her on yesterday, and she went through all her she had cancer treatments. It was something that she just couldn't, the doctor had just given her pretty much up on, and we prayed and we've called out her name for months now on the prayer line, and she's gave me a praise report that all her tests and everything came back great. She had gone through all the chemo and the treatments that they had set in place for her, and I just thank God for our prayers and just give God the glory for hearing our prayers, healing this young lady, and God is good. Wanted to share that praise report there. God is good.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We give God praise for his answered prayer. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
you,
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning. This sister Yvonne, I want to pray for my grandson that God open that door and show him the right way to go, because his mother says she's going to put him out. He's not mine, and he's 20, so God open that door for him and he go the right way. Thank you.
What's his name, Sister Yvonne?
Keyshawn,
okay.
Thank you. Anyone else have a prayer or praise report this morning? I hear somebody. Okay, I do. I mean, it's just so many things that I ask God for, but I'm going to... Hallelujah, just continue prayer for my family and this house that I'm strengthened, that God keeps me strengthened so I can just hold up on the, you know, because he won't put more on than me than I can bear. Sometimes the body, the flesh don't want to realize that, but I know God, he wouldn't put me in it if he knew I couldn't have the victory over it. So I thank God for the victory over these circumstances and these situations that I'm going through. So I just appreciate him for that. I thank God for total healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I thank God for what's happening around this world. Hallelujah, that God is answering prayer in the name of Jesus, that we all coming together in unity on one accord in the name of Jesus. Make sure that we're making all things right for ourselves when Jesus comes and he cracks the skies in the name of Jesus. And I just thank God, hallelujah, for my niece Rosa, hallelujah, and for her grief and for her saying that she don't believe in God. See, I
I look at that as, you know, when all it seems like all hell break loose, God is doing what he said he's going to do. So I'm not confused by what I see or what I hear or what she calls on the phone and curse me out about. So I just thank God in the name of Jesus, because I know that he's working things out. Hallelujah, in the situation. And I thank God, hallelujah, just for every prayer that I have prayed. Hallelujah. I know he's doing it and in his timing. So I'm going to trust this process. So y'all continue to pray my strength in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone else that's something they want to say?
Yes, while we're praying for my grandson, Benjamin, just want to keep Denver in prayer also. You know, he seems to get himself in trouble in school, so we just want to pray. And also these different things that have happened around the world, we want to keep these people in prayer who are survivors, and also those who are in the path of any storm or any danger, that they will be already a part of the kingdom of God. You know, God, you know, he comes at different times and he takes people away. So, you know, we are destined for death. I mean, that's a reality. So we're just praying that for salvation. So salvation for all of our family members and people around the world, and these people who have been touched by the disasters, that they will be, their possessions will be restored, and God will just bless them to look to him, because he's the one who provides all that we need. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Is there anything else before we start praying for our request? Is there anyone else? Want to leave anybody out? Because we have time.
Good morning. This is Chris. I have a prayer request. I want to pray for, I don't know her mother's name, but Lizzie's mother, she's been diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer. So we want to keep her lifted up in prayer. And I'm also praying that God gives me favor and works everything out. My lawyer contacted me yesterday, and they're trying to get the charge against me dismissed. So I'm just praying for favor in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Amen.
That. So is there anyone else? If
yes,
not, then we're
the
going
Lord. To
someone see?
Yes. You can go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, praise the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace, everyone. This is Sister Wonderland Horsley. I just want to let you know we really enjoyed the message and the prayer. Praise the Lord. We're a little tired in our bodies, but God is good. And I do want to ask for prayer for those who are unsaved in our families, those that are unsaved everywhere. Let's just pray universally for all those who do not know the Lord, that they would come to know the Lord, because we know time is winding up and Jesus is soon to return. Let's also remember those who are sick and afflicted in hospitals, and let's continue to pray for terrorists. We're going to pray against the terrorism, foreign or domestic. We want to pray against the violence in our schools and violence in our neighborhoods. We know that our God is able, and in spite of what's going on, he's yet in control. Keep Apostle Horsley in your prayers, that the Lord will continue to strengthen his body, and continue to pray for families, our family, and all other families in Jesus' name, that there would be love, joy, peace, and unity in homes, churches, and even in communities. We love you all in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
Is there anyone else? Okay. What we're going to do, we're going to come together and we're going to pray for these requests right now in Jesus' name. So everybody unmute your mic and let us come together. So if anybody has forgotten anything, feel free to go ahead on and list it right now or call it out before God this morning in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Father God,
praise the Lord. Lord, we just thank you this morning for this time of prayer.
We're grateful, Lord, today, God, to be in community, oh God. We're grateful, Lord, today, that as we come together, we know that you have all of us known, oh God, what we need, oh God. You know, for all that we want to reach out. Just today, two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the presence, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the midst of today. We pray and thank you for Uncle Marvin, oh God, to heal his body, God, and help him, Lord, to know that you are right there for him, oh God, that all you have to do is trust and believe in you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray for you today for complete healing in his body, that you would not have any more in his body, God. He does in the name of Jesus. Put you on there, not by the Spirit, but up in the name of God. In the name of God, we pray for your dad, in the name of her and her children, your young man.
Oh, God, your
name,
perfect
God.
Will
give us
the
peace in the home, God. Give us in the mind, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Come against every bullying demon, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, every lying demon that has attacked their lives, in Jesus' name. We pray for Benjamin in Denver, God. We pray for the boys, oh God, that they were supposed to be in school, oh God. They were supposed to be in school, not just young people, oh God. They were going there and teach them how to sit down and get them.
And be quiet and
just to the
teacher,
Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray that we're glorified by your Holy Spirit and your righteous
God,
name, oh God.
Congress,
thank you, Lord,
for
the difference in the very thing, God.
Decision.
Thank you for the
blame, Lord,
keep
us providing
the people.
Pray
for
us.
Just tell God that. Yes. Oh God, has been healed, oh God, by the stripes of Jesus, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you, God, today
we
for Jamie, oh God, that you continue to heal her body, God, in the name of
yes,
Jesus,
dear.
Lord. We thank you for the deliverance, oh God, that you heal up every cancerous cell, oh God, in
yes.
Jesus' name, Lord, we praise
Jesus.
You. In Jesus' name, we glorify your holy and righteous
yes.
name, oh God. Mm.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for
Keyshawn,
oh God. Would you help Keyshawn to be obedient, oh God, to do what his mom is asking him to do, oh God, to respect
yes.
her, oh God, to respect her house, God.
Definitely.
In the name of
Jesus,
Lord, we pray to you, God, that he will have a spirit of love and peace and joy. In the name of
yes.
Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
Father,
in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God. We pray for Gladys' family, oh God. In Jesus' name,
Father,
we pray that Rosa
yes,
will return to God, that she will have
yes.
her mind stayed on you, oh God. You will keep her in perfect
yes.
peace, oh God.
Yes.
We pray for healing this morning, oh God, for each and every person, oh God, that needs healing. Sister Gladys, oh God, Apostle Horsley, oh God, give
yes.
her the strength, oh God. Help him, God, to whatever it is, oh God, going on with his hip, oh God, that you heal the hip, God,
yes.
completely, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God. So we pray for salvation for each and every family member, oh God. Those who are not saved, Lord, help them, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to just continue to take the darkness from around their eyes, oh God, that they will see the light of Jesus Christ, oh God. Who are in the valley of decision, oh God. Multitudes in the valley of decision. Help them to choose you today, oh God. Yes, Lord. So we can serve you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We thank you, Lord, today for Benji's mom, oh God, the liver cancer that is in her body, oh God, that you can help her to be healed, oh God. In the name of Jesus,
yeah,
God, I'm forgiving her.
Yeah,
God, I pray that the truth will work, God. In the name of Jesus, Monica, she's going to record it at my feet. My God, my God, we believe in, oh God, for favor for Christian, God, as she is, has the court case. Oh God, we know, God, today that you can put the angels in the room. The angels can speak to the judge. The angels can speak even before they get there, oh God, that they will drop the charges, oh God. In the name of in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God. We pray for each and every person who is in the hospital, oh God. Those who are struggling with fever today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there are those who have high blood pressure, God. Multiple sclerosis, oh God. You are the healer. We have truly declared that you are the Lord that healeth, oh God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Our Joe family, God. And sister, family, God. The book of Job, chapter 22 and 28, and that's why we make our decrees and declarations.
Thou shalt be also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. So we make our declarations because these things shall come to pass in Jesus' name. I decree that when I sing and praise our God, the Lord sets ambushes against our enemies, just as he did for Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree today that God pours out his spirit upon each and every one of us and blesses our descendants. And I decree today that our children are taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. In the name of Jesus, I decree today that the Lord has given us power to get wealth. We're in a wealthy place today, wealthy spiritually, as we continue to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All the things that we need shall be added unto us in Jesus' name. I decree that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. In Jesus' name. And I decree that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree that we have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Jesus keeps us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on him. In Jesus' name. So as I always tell you, and this is from my heart, I love each and every one of you. And I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. And as we go, we will go in the spirit of Elisha, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Everybody have a wonderfully blessed and favored day. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.